And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Terms or restrictions apply.
Ding, ding!
How about we can just watch basketball?
How about we can just watch basketball?
Hello and welcome to the Daily Ding on the Athletic NBA Show. I'm Dave DeFore, here with Trevon Edwards for your Tuesday morning update. Before we start, don't forget, if you aren't a subscriber, you can get this pod and all of our other pods ad-free, along with all the excellent journalism that we offer over at The Athletic by going to theathletic.com/NBA show. It supports the show, and it makes them know that you're listening. Again, that's theathletic.com/NBA show. A lot of stuff to get into, so we're going to jump right in. And Trey, unfortunately, right off the bat, we've got injury news. On Monday afternoon, there was reporting that Nuggets forward Michael Porter Jr. is going to undergo a surgical procedure on his lower back and is going to be out indefinitely. Porter's been out for a few weeks now, and he's been looking for a non-surgical option. And while they've waited, he just missed games. And Trey, this is bad news, obviously, for Michael Porter. It's bad news for the Nuggets. I mean, the good news is that his contract that he just signed will kick in the offseason, so at least he's covered there. But it seems like he's going to be out for the season, and Jamal Murray is not back until the second half. And all of a sudden, they just don't have anybody.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, obviously, for this Nuggets team. It seems like one thing after the other. But, you know, like you said, MPJ's contract is guaranteed. It's carrying over to the next season. So he's situated, but it's still unfortunate because the Nuggets was one of those teams that you felt like, if healthy, we're going to take the next step to be one of the top dogs in the West. And, you know, it doesn't seem like that. And Jokic is just going to have to figure it out, which Mike Malone coaches his teams very well. And they somehow still managed to make it to the playoffs with injuries, you know? So we'll have to see. And you mentioned Murray potentially returning in the second half of the season. Maybe they still can make some noise without MPJ.
Yeah, and in Brooklyn, man, it's not great news for them. Nets guard Joe Harris is going to miss the next 4 to 8 weeks following an upcoming procedure to address a little bone particle in his ankle. Trey, they're not looking great as it is, and this is not going to help him out.
Yeah, I mean, they really rely on Joe spacing the attention he gets, and it makes the job easier for, you know, the guards, and now you're relying on the outside shooting of Kevin Durant and Patty Mills. And outside of that, I don't think they have many options. You know, James Harden has been very inconsistent lately. So I'm not sure if Sean Marks starts to make some calls as soon as the market opens up in December and see if they can hit the buyout market, or, you know, they try to, you know, push through and see what they can do while Harris is out.
And the Hawks, more injury news for them as they lost both Bogdan Bogdanovic and Cam Reddish to injury on Sunday. Bogdanovic has been diagnosed with a right ankle sprain, and he's going to be reevaluated in a couple of weeks. And Cam Reddish with a left wrist sprain, and he's going to be day-to-day. Of course, they're already missing DeAndre Hunter. And all of a sudden, Trey, this team that we thought was one of the deeper teams in the league, man, they've got some depth problems.
Yeah, you know, it seems like the injury bug is kind of going around, but especially with this team, you know, losing some crucial youth, you know, like these are the players that are supposed to make the next step, you know, next level, and not more so most improved type guys, but guys that just, you know, that can contribute, you know, that probably didn't get a chance due to the rotation. And, you know, this is Bogdanovic, like, second time getting hurt, you know, so that's something to kind of pay attention to. But, yeah, I think that it's going to be a huge test for the Hawks, especially after, you know, the Christmas and All-Star situation and seeing how their team responds. And, you know, if they can get it rolling. I mean, Trae Young still playing exceptionally well. And, you know, I know they're, you know, they're still trying to get back to where they were last season.
And our game of the night was the Battle of the Ball Brothers in Chicago as the Bulls and Lonzo Ball defeated the Charlotte Hornets. And look, Trey, we were all looking for this LaMelo and Lonzo square off, and it happened a couple times, and it was pretty fun. But the biggest story of this game isn't just the Bulls picking up another win. It's a big-time game from their center, Nikola Vucevic, which they have needed. 30 points, 14 rebounds, 5 assists for Vuce tonight, Trey. This is what the Bulls need to get to their next level.
Yeah, I mean, Bulls fans have been saying it all along, you know, when it's, you know, they were really excited. Obviously, the Bulls made this, you know, this gamble to make a trade to bring him to Chicago. They did it. It didn't work extremely immediately and how they wanted it to. And then also, you know, he played a huge role in recruiting DeMar DeRozan, and he's had a slow start. But tonight was, you know, a flash of what he is capable of doing, and the player that he has been, you know, in the past all-star seasons that he's been playing. So if he can be a portion of that, I think that puts the Bulls in the top three of the Eastern Conference. They already were rolling without him. You know, the most consistent player has been DeMar DeRozan. And then, you know, with the, you know, the help of guys like Tate, Io, Kobe White's back, this team's rolling.
Well, you mentioned DeMar DeRozan being consistent. Well, DeRozan and LaVine have become as reliable as any tandem in the league. Tonight, it combined for 53 points and 11 of the Bulls' 35 assists. How important has the consistency from that duo been so far for the Bulls?
Oh, it's much important, especially with a very young bench, you know, and with the experience that DeMar DeRozan has. Playing with the Toronto Raptors in the past and then also playing on the West Coast with the Spurs. He's playing a huge role in helping Zach LaVine learn how to win. You know what I mean? Like, this is the longest win streak in his professional career. And then also guys just getting in line and kind of finding their way. And the approach Billy Donovan's coaching his ass off in this particular situation. So it's been super helpful. And guys share the ball. They share the ball and they enjoy playing basketball together. And, you know, they've mentioned before that why it's working is because no guy is no better than others. It's an egoless mission. So that's why they're successful. And they got hungry people that's coming in for the 50-50 balls and getting rebounds and boxing out and really making you work.
And all that stuff is infectious. And Billy Donovan is capitalizing on that with his coaching. It's been a fantastic story. For Charlotte, Terry Rozier was on fire in this game. He went 6 of 7 from three, had a game high 31. Gordon Hayward had 22. And actually, I thought Gordon Hayward's defense as something of a small ball center was actually kind of interesting at times. And LaMelo had 18 and 13, which, you know, we kind of expect from him. The Hornets can score with anybody, Trey. But the 24th ranked defense gave up 133 points in regulation, and you're just not going to win games against good teams doing that.
Absolutely not. I mean, they came out so sluggish in the second half. You would think that they were going to make one more run. Obviously, they had a hot start. Washington got it going from outside. Rozier was aggressive. And, you know, the main intention was on the Ball brothers, you know, guarding each other and things of that nature, which was fun and was great for the game. But, yeah, the Bulls got it going and showed why they're the better team and also why they're the most experienced team and how bad exposed the Hornets defense.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Are you struggling to close deals? B2B selling is tougher than ever, and that's why I want to tell you about LinkedIn Sales Navigator. LinkedIn Sales Navigator is a sales intelligence platform that helps professionals effectively prospect and engage high-value customers, drive higher revenue, and increase sales performance. Sales Navigator helps you target the right buyers, surface key signals, and show you hidden allies so that you can find those buyers that are most likely to convert. Fueled by LinkedIn's 1 billion member platform, Sales Navigator gives you the most up-to-date, first-party data, enabling you to unlock conversations with people that matter. Right now, you can try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/NBAshow23. That's linkedin.com/NBAshow23 for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/NBAshow23 and get started.
Now stop me if you've heard this one before, Trey. There was a wild game that featured the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Wolves beat the Pacers in Minnesota thanks to a 16-point third quarter from Karl-Anthony Towns, which was half of his game-high 32. The Wolves were down as much as 12 early in the third, but Towns puts him on his back for most of the quarter, and then Anthony Edwards kind of finished the job at the end of the third, got the Wolves back in the game. The Pacers made a game out of it down the stretch, but the Wolves wound up winning it. And of course, you had a couple weird calls here and there down the stretch because it wouldn't be a Timberwolves game without it. But Trey, the Wolves aren't a good team, but they've developed this odd ability to play hard enough and to be decent enough to look like one long enough to make just about every game interesting.
I mean, the thing is, what they got going in Minnesota is basically they believe the world doesn't believe. And as long as they believe, that's all that matters. Those guys in the locker room trusting each other. And, you know, they ride their big three out. You know, like D'Angelo Russell has been playing well. He had 21-8-11 tonight. And, you know, Anthony Edwards is, you know, obviously a young budding star. And, you know, Karl-Anthony Towns is their guy. So, when these guys are all contributing and really, I don't want to really throw a parade. I mean, they're 11-10 now, but like actually in this situation, they played against the Pacers. But they look like they're trying to figure things out. I mean, the West is very tough. But a lot of teams are banged up. A lot of teams are struggling. A lot of teams are figuring things out, and this is the right time for the Wolves to actually figure it out.
Yeah, a little bit of a surprise at Miami. The Nuggets, they said right before the game started that Nikola Jokic was going to come back. So he was a late addition to the starting lineup. He had missed four straight games, all losses for the Nuggets, part of a six-game losing streak for him. But they righted the ship with a victory over the Miami Heat without Jimmy Butler and no Tyler Hero. Jokic had 24 points, 15 rebounds, yeah. 7 assists. Bones Highland also came back in this game, put up 19 off the bench. He said he was on fire, and, you know, 5 of 8 from 3, pretty good, Trey. But the Nuggets need warm bodies, but especially Nikola Jokic. In Utah, the Jazz handled their business against the Blazers. And, Trey, they had a rough week, and this was the sort of performance that we needed to see out of them to know whether or not they had actually righted the ship. Utah shared the basketball tonight. I mean, this has been sort of an ongoing story for them is when they don't pass the ball, they don't do well. They had 31 assists in this game, which was huge for them. Rudy Gobert had a double-double in the first half on his way to a 21-point, 15-rebound night. Donovan Mitchell took over in the second half of this game, had 30 points on the night. And Trey, he was waltzing to the basket.
Yeah, it was like he was a frog jumping from, you know, lily to lily, you know what I mean? but in this particular point, you mentioned it, the Jazz were sharing the sugar. I mean, you know, you got Joe Ingles, 6 assists. I mean, that's something that's uncharacteristic. And then you got, you know, Donovan Mitchell with 5 assists. I mean, he normally has a low assist games. It's not too often that he's passing the ball that well. But not to take away from the Jazz. The Jazz is a very good basketball team. But I want to put the attention on the Portland Trailblazers, who's a very bad basketball team right now. You know, kudos to the Jazz holding Damian Lillard to 11 points. He did not have a great game. I don't think he's seen the floor in the fourth quarter. You know, Nurkic before, you know, despite him having 24-10, he was terrible on defense. They're 1-10 on the road. I can't remember the last time the Blazers have been this bad.
Yeah, well, the Blazers' 29th ranked defense is not going to get it done, and 4 of 12 from the field for Damian Lillard is not going to get it done. Not scoring a point in the second half for Damian Lillard, not going to get it done. Things are not great up in Portland. That's going to do it for the show, folks. Don't forget, we got tampering coming up right here on the Athletic NBA Show, so stay tuned. For Trevon Edwards, I'm Dave Dufour. Trey, what do we say?
Ding, ding.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.